Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative aims to take advantage of the anticipated increase in trade activities as a result of the expansion of the Panama Canal, scheduled for completion by 2016. The development of the hub will position Jamaica to become the fourth node in the global logistics chain alongside Dubai, Singapore, and Rotterdam. Jamaica will have greater opportunity to handle increased volumes of transshipped cargo, and the proposed development of an economic zone will facilitate the expansion of the country's manufacturing sector. Companies will be more inclined to locate their operations in Jamaica to take advantage of the more efficient shipping route to the Americas, which will be created by the expansion of the canal. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says work on the establishment of the hub is at an advanced stage.
Indeed, it is becoming self-evident that the logistics hub is much closer to realization than people think.
Minister Hilton notes that there has been keen interest from investors who have bought into the government's drive to transform the country into a logistics-centered economy in preparation for this development.
Recent investments in logistics and manufacturing plant facilities being undertaken by Kingston Wharves Limited, Lasco Limited, and Unicoma or Quartz through their warehouse logistics project. Also, investor interest in ship repairs and dry docking are all in manifestations of the logistics-driven investment efforts. The proposed assembly manufacturing facility near Spanish Town, expected to come on stream shortly, is the latest investment in line with Jamaica's future build-out as a logistics hub.
Minister Hilton has hailed the $2 billion investment by Kingston Wharves Limited, KW, in the construction of a logistics and warehousing facility as a signal of confidence in the government's logistics hub initiative. The one-stop facility, being built by KW in two phases, will operate 24 hours daily, 7 days per week. It will facilitate KW's entry into supply chain management, manufacturing, order fulfillment, product assembly, labeling, and other demand-based services.
We are pleased to see the investment underway. The multiplier effect of this investment cannot be overstated. Growing our exports becomes much easier with this type of investment as it creates a platform for our MSMEs, which is the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, to connect with the world.
As for the Unicoma project, Minister Hilton says it is testament to the private sector's belief in the government's growth strategy. The company, a large international retailing group, has invested over $8 million in its new distribution center located on Twickenham Close in Kingston.
Indeed, this specific investment is taking advantage not just of the improved business climate, but also our country's improved physical infrastructure, which is critical to enhancing internal logistics.
Unicoma Group operates several chains of retail brands in the consumer durables sector, specializing in furniture, appliances, and electronics. Pointing to other projects, Minister Hilton says the planned development of the liquefied natural gas LNG hub on the south coast of Jamaica will serve as a magnet for global ships passing through the expanded Panama Canal and create the condition for a thriving maritime industry. He argues that the initiative to transform Jamaica into a logistics-centered economy represents a key principle which continues to guide the implementation plans and strategies of his ministry and its portfolio agencies. This principle, he says, includes investment facilitation and trade promotion, strategies to support the development of the MSME sector, fostering the creative economy, workforce development, standards and quality, and an enabling business environment.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.